You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Salam everyone, this is Yusuf. I want to talk to you about what happened on the 2nd of April. And a sad day for the Palestinian movement in Australia, where the Palestinian flag was lowered from Durban City Council. In December 2023, the Palestinian flag was raised on Preston Town Hall after the late councillor Gaetano Greco, may Allah's mercy be upon his soul, moved a motion supported by a wide sector of the local community, including Durban for Palestine and many other individual supporters of Palestine. Since then, the Palestinian community and their supporters fought very hard to keep the Palestinian flag flying, but recently the council moved a new motion of a new flag policy. 3 weeks ago, I made a submission myself and several members of Durban for Palestine to speak about why they should keep the flag, but unfortunately, the flag was voted to be lowered. However, we were given the opportunity to say goodbye to the flag after Councillor Alexandria Sangster moved a motion to have a special ceremony supported by the mayor, Emily Dimitriadis. So I was invited by the mayor to deliver a speech and to perform live music while the ceremony takes place. So yes, the flag was lowered, but it was done in a dignified way. So this episode will be dedicated to that ceremony, and what you are going to listen to is my speech and the several pieces of music that we performed during the progression of the ceremony. I want to acknowledge my friends and colleagues in Tarab Ensemble, the music group T-A-R-A-B Ensemble, Tarab Ensemble, on saxophone, Grigor Khadrian on guitar, Khaja Kachikian on nai, Chiharo Hotta on percussions, Basmafteh, singer Iman Hussein, choreographer Ghazale, and myself on keyboard organ. In my speech, I spoke about what I saw, what flags I saw during the farewell service of Gaetano Greco. And I saw in his funeral three flags. The Aboriginal flag, Australia Eureka flag, and the flag of Palestine. To Gaetano, the flag of Palestine was not an international flag. It was an extension of his soul. It was an embodiment of what it meant to be progressive. And it was indicative that Gaetano stood for the right aspirations of the Palestinian people of justice, freedom, return, and liberation. And it was indicative that Gaetano passed the moral test of our time. I want to acknowledge the presence of Gaetano's widow, Susanna, who is with us today, all respect. I also want to speak about Palestine being one of the most important moral tests of our time. And as we know, civilizations, humanity,
go through this test every now and then, when there is one issue, becomes the test of who the progressive person really is. In the 60s and 70s, it was Vietnam, where it was not seen as an international issue. It was not seen as a cause that was singled out of the many other injustices. It was the test of our fathers and grandfather here in Australia and the civil society, and we did indeed rose to the test, and we said no to the war. And then the test became South Africa, where we here in Australia, especially on council levels, especially on state levels, the civil society, unions, where they felt that this their Australianhood is incomplete if they didn't join the anti-apartheid movement. And they did indeed rose to the test, and they passed it. And they didn't. And South Africa was not seen as an international singled out cause. It was a test of who the good Australian is, one of many others, of course. And now in the last 25 years, Palestine has become one of the most important moral tests of our time, where you cannot be progressive on climate change without believing in the freedom of the Palestinian. You cannot be progressive on the rights of indigenous people without feeling and believing the right of Palestinian people. You cannot be progressive on minorities' rights. You cannot be progressive on combating fascism, combating Islamophobia, and combating hate speech if you are silent, or even worse, complicit and pro-Israel. And therefore, this has become one of the most important moral tests of our time. And that is why we look at the flag and we see it an embodiment of our morality. As Australians, I'm not talking here as Palestinian. I can talk to you about my grievances later. I can talk to you about the fact that I am third generation Nakba survivor later. I can talk to you about what happened to my grandparents, my father's, my paternal and maternal sides, and what happened to my father, the children of Nakba, and what happened to myself and my generation because of the expulsion of my people. But I'm now talking to you as a member of the Australian society, as Australian, where I urge you to think of Palestine if you really want to be in harmony with your ethics and views. Otherwise, and I did mention that before, and scholars of sociology invented a term that is called progressive except Palestine. If you Google PEP, progressive in Palestine, you will see books written about it. And therefore, we don't look at this flag and we say, this is an alien cause to us. Where is it to us? Why Palestine? We don't look at this flag and say, this is a cause that is brought to our shore by fighting and conflicting communities, and why should we shouldn't be part of it. And we don't look at this flag and say that this is an international issue. We see it as the embodiment of our ethics, our very ethics as Australian people, as our very ethics, like what our grandfathers and our fathers did in the 70s and 60s. And this is the extension of the code of ethics that we are proud of when we call ourselves Australians. So as this flag is going to be lower,
shame.
As this flag is going to be lowered, it is going to be implanted in our hearts and it's going to fly forever in our souls and hearts and minds, not because we are members of the Palestinian community or supporters of Palestine, but because we are good Australians. Thank you.
Khaja Kachikian playing a Taksim intro on a Levantine piece called Yomurru Ujban from the Syrian city of Aleppo. In this piece, we also played a Taksim from the song Unadikum in memory of the late Lebanese singer Ahmed Qabour, who gave Palestine tens of songs and who is no longer with us.
You're listening to a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned to hear the rest of your 3CR podcast.
The flag is now being lowered from Preston Town Hall, while Mautani is being performed by Grigor on saxophone, Khajak on guitar, and Iman singing. Mautani, My Homeland, a poem written by Ibrahim Toqan, a Palestinian teacher and poet in the late 90s, in the late 1920s, and soon it became a song after Lebanese composers Muhammad and Mahmoud Fleifel made it a song, and then it became the voice of all Arabs against colonization. And currently it is the national anthem of Iraq. The flag was then given to Muhammad Hilmi from Durban for Palestine group. I quote Muhammad's words, "An immense amount of grief hit me. I felt like being given the clothes of my dead child that just passed away, an amount of grief that is difficult to put in words." By now, the Palestinian flag was removed from Preston Town Hall, and we played a song that dates back to the beginning of the 20th century, a song that came as a response to the occupation of Palestine by Britain. Yamma mweli lhawa, yamma mweliya, darbil khanajir wala hukmin nadil fiya. There is one line that roughly translates as, "I would rather be stabbed by daggers than being ruled by villains." Iman, Chiharo, Khajak, Grigor, and myself, and Basma. We concluded the ceremony with a song called Hilwa Ya Baladi, My Beautiful Homeland. Despite the sadness of the occasion, despite the pain, Hilwa Ya Baladi is a song of nostalgia, belonging and longing and missing in a beautiful way, in a hopeful way. So this song was created in early 80s by the Italian-Egyptian artist Dalida, who returned to Cairo after she became an international or a famous celebrity around the world. And when she visited her childhood home in Cairo, she created this song in love of Cairo, Alexandria, Egypt, and then it became a song for all Arabs, and now a song for all the victims of atrocities in the Middle East. We were joined by the Iranian dancer Ghazaleh, who designed a choreography especially for this piece and performed it beautifully during the day. And I guess with this we've come to the end of this episode that I will dedicate to Gaetano Greco and every Australian supporter of Palestine. Until I see you next week, have a great time and salam.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.